From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. When it comes to music inspired by great literature, there have been few sources richer than the plays of William Shakespeare, and few have inspired a wider variety of music, even if we're just talking about classical music. The example we're listening to now is a concert overture by Dvorak, based on Shakespeare's Othello. In contrast, there's a modern version of Othello, a ballet by composer Elliot Goldenthal, featuring music that's a bit more agitated. When it comes to which Shakespeare plays have led to the most music, Romeo and Juliet would probably top the list, but Othello might well finish close behind. It's been inspiring music ever since it first appeared, sometime around 1600. In fact, there's a famous musical moment in the play itself, Desdemona's Willow Song.
Sing all a green willow, 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 willow. Maybe the green willow shall be my garland.
This traditional version of the Willow Song may date all the way back to Shakespeare's time, and there have been many others since then. There's one by Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, and there's this take on the song by composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. Still, despite all the versions of the Willow Song that have cropped up during the past 400 years, there's one example that's hard to beat. This Willow Song is from the drama that's coming up in just a few minutes. And of the hundreds of operas based on Shakespeare's plays, the one we're about to hear is among the best of them all, Verdi's powerful tragedy, Otello. This time on World of Opera, Verdi's Otello comes to us from the historic Castel de Peralada on the northeastern coast of Spain as part of the 2015 Peralada Castle Festival. The stars are soprano Eva Maria Vestbrook as Desdemona, baritone Carlos Alvarez as Iago, and tenor Gregory Kunde in the title role, in a production led by conductor Ricardo Frizza.